Jeff Bell, an experienced businessman, farmer, and community leader, was selected to fill the open seat on Perth South Council. He was officially voted in by council on Tuesday. The process saw council partake in three votes. The first round saw Bell, Heather Ruthig, and Jason Francis all tie with two votes, before Bell eventually captured the seat when Mayor Sue Orr and councillors Sam Corriveau, Jim Van Ennies, and Mark Bell vote for Jeff Bell on the third ballot. "I want to support all the people of Perth South equally," Bell told council during his presentation. Bell lives in Perth South with his wife and children. He got into politics from a young age and was the president of the Progressive Conservative Youth for the former Perth-Wellington-Waterloo riding, and he has been involved with several election and leadership campaigns both at the provincial and federal level. He felt like it was his civic duty to put his name in to become a councillor following the tragic death of former Mayor Jim Acheson led to a vacant council seat. "I felt it was my civic duty to step up to support the township I was raised in, live in and raise my family in. I have been involved in politics since my teenage years, and I will give my best to this position," Bell said. "I want to serve all residents of Perth South and serve them equally. I bring a good blend of experience in farming, business, and community service to this position." Speaking of his experience, he works in Stratford in an operational role in the aerospace industry with responsibilities including oversight of purchasing, shipping, receiving, exporting, and importing compliance, and facility management. Bell is also a farmer on the family farm in Perth South, which has been in his family since 1867, and he is the current president of the Downey Optimism Club, and he is a former director with the Milverton Rod and Gun Club. He says that he wants to see proper growth take place in the township. "My hope is that Perth South grows in a way that aligns with the township's official plan," Bell said. "I also want to make sure farmers have a voice in protecting their farmland."